Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayodim, Klach of Beis, Simon Yud Aleph. So we left off in the Simon, talked about the person supposed to have Kavona. The next point that he says, of Yertzi Hamilus Mipiv Balachash, person should express the words that he's saying, so he actually has to express them. It's not enough to just think them, it's not enough to move his lips, but he actually has to have breath going through the different parts of the system which creates sound. But it has to be quiet. It has to be loud enough that he can hear what he's saying. But it has to be quiet enough that the person next to him is not going to hear what he's saying. Her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. You still have to be self quietly. So let's understand the background to what he's saying. So that's the quote from the Chayyim. Let's understand the background. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Aleph says that a person should daven balachash. If a person is davening finds that he can't have kavana unless he davens loudly, so he can daven out loud. But that's only when he's davening privately. By a tzibur, that's also because he's going to distract other people by davening loudly. The Mishabur points out, even when you say you're allowed to daven loudly, it doesn't mean loud. It means loud enough that you can hear in a regular voice. But screaming loud is a problem. The Nevi Baal would call out to their gods in loud voices. Now, then that's in Siman Kuf Aleph, Sif Beis. In Sif Gimel, he brings that Yesh Amrim Shem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mutter Lashmiya Kolam Betvila Afila Betzibur. So he brings that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there are those who say that it's permitted to daven louder, which means at a regular voice, because since everybody davens with a machzor, they won't be distracted. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this Yesh Amrim that says that the main issue over here is just distracting others, which won't happen on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And since we find most people have more kavana when they daven a little bit louder, so it's going to be mutter. That is the reading of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah says that is the minig, but it should not be too loud, and that's what the point of Mishabur says, because that's like Nevi Abau. Comes Mishabur, and Mishabur says that that the Magen Avraham says that even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's proper to daven quietly if you're able to have kavana, because there are other considerations why a person should daven quietly besides this issue of distracting people. There are other issues as well, and therefore a person should daven quietly even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, the Rizal says that a person should daven so quietly that even he himself should not hear it. Based on the Zohar, the Zohar says that a sound of tefillah which is heard down below is not heard up above. So if it's heard down below, it's not heard up above. He understands that means not only if that the person, other people can't hear it, but even he himself cannot hear it. So according to the Rizal, it's appropriate to daven so quietly that you can't hear. And you have to move your lips, you have to express a sound, but the sound should be very, 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 very quiet. So those which are noig al pi kabbalah would do so, but otherwise the halacha is that your person is supposed to daven loud enough al pi the gemara that he should be able to hear what he's saying. It should be loud enough they can hear it ba'oznov, which is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis. It has to be mashmir la oznov belachash. He has to be able to hear it himself. Even according to the Rizal, if a person has difficulty having kavana when doing it that way, so he should definitely daven loud enough that at least he can hear. So that's where the Chayyim is coming from, and he's saying that even in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which the distraction issue does not apply, it's still appropriate to daven quietly because of these other issues that we have a consideration. It should not be loud enough that it could be heard by others. That takes away from its effectiveness in Shemayim. But it has to be loud enough that the person is actually hearing it himself. He has to actually be moving his lips and expressing sound. Sometimes you'll see people, because of they're trying to daven quietly, their lips are moving, but no sound at all is coming out of their lips at all. There's no breath coming out. It's just moving lips. That is not tefillah, and you're not yotzei. So a person has to be very careful that he's actually saying the words of the tefillah, but not loud enough that it's going to be heard by others. If a person is davening biyachidus, so the Shulchan Aruch does paskin, and the person can daven loud enough that he could hear, and that helps for his kavanah. The definition of kavanah over here would be the basic minimal kavanah. That which we're allowing a person to daven is, you know, it says if he cannot be mechaven, so that means the basic minimal kavanah they can't do without having saying it out loud. If a person is able to daven the basic minimal kavanah by saying it out loud, by saying it quietly, just he would want to get a little bit extra, that would not be a reason for a person to daven louder than normal, even in the case of a person is davening biyachidus. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we will go on to the next siman. Have a good day.